From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The top U.S. defense official, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, told reporters Tuesday at the Pentagon that Russia had been engaging in dangerous and reckless behavior, saying it was pretty obvious that Russia was behind the use of a military-grade nerve agent against a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. Mattis called it attempted murder of a man and his daughter. The White House said as of Tuesday, more than 25 countries had expelled 150 Russian intelligence officers hiding under diplomatic cover, and that the U.S. hoped more nations would follow the U.S. lead. NATO has announced it's expelling 7 Russian diplomats and denying accreditation to 3 others as part of a, quote, broad, strong, and coordinated international response to the nerve agent attack. This is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
I have today withdrawn the accreditation of 7 staff at the Russian mission to NATO. I will also deny the pending accreditation request for 3 others. And the North Atlantic Council has reduced the maximum size of the Russian mission to NATO by 10 people, in line with my decision.
And this startling news, Russian forces in Syria came close to clashing with the United States and U.S.-backed forces in the western part of the country, but fell back following a phone call between a top Russian general and the top-ranking U.S. military officer. The incident happened earlier this week east of the Euphrates River in Syria's Deir al-Zor province. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un visited China from Sunday to Wednesday on an unofficial visit. That report from China's state news agency Xinhua on Wednesday. It was the reclusive leader's first foreign trip since taking power in 2011. The lawyer for opposition Senator Minguna Miguna, who holds dual Kenyan and Canadian citizenship, says his client was detained by police at the Nairobi airport during an attempt to force him onto a plane to Canada.
The court had directed that, you know, the government departments, the relevant government authority, should give Miguna a safe passage into the country.
Miguna's lawyers filed suit Tuesday against the government, seeking to have the opposition leader granted free access to his native country. A Supreme Court justice ordered Miguna's immediate release and set a court appearance for Wednesday morning. Last week, the court ruled that he could return to the country. Suspected militants have fatally shot a Somali regional lawmaker in Mogadishu on Tuesday. Rukia Abshir Noor was shot in her home in the Shibas district of Mogadishu. The police commander said she suffered serious injuries, was brought to the main hospital, but was pronounced dead there. Calls are growing to reinstate France's state of emergency and crack down further on suspected Muslim extremists after last week's terror attack that left 4 dead in southern France. For VOA, correspondent Lisa Bryant reports on the debate and the investigation from Paris.
The political fallout is growing as center and far right politicians call for restoring a state of emergency in France, which ended last November. France has been hit by 20 terrorist attacks since 2014 that have killed 245 people. Some opposition politicians accuse the Macron government of being naive and soft on terrorism. On the other side, rights groups have lambasted the government's anti-terrorism legislation that replaced the state of emergency. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The Trump administration is ending a program that allows citizens of Liberia living in the United States to avoid deportation. But the Deferred Enforcement Departure Program, which was set to expire on Saturday, will be extended for a year as part of what's called a wind-down effort. The protections for all Liberian beneficiaries will now end March 31, 2019. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.